From Spark and Anvil and Math Circle, this is Cast Check in Chapter 1 of the Math Circle cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The Circle had an answer, and they were ready to be done. Devi, Omar, Tess, and Bram had worked through a word problem about how long it would take to fill a small fish tank from a slow tap. And after a lot of multiplying, they'd gotten a number, 300. They were tired. They wanted to move on. 300 it was. 300 minutes, Omar said. Sure, done. Next problem. A girl appeared on the screen, friendly but with one eyebrow slightly raised. Hang on, she said. Before you write that down, does 300 actually make sense? I'm Cass, and I never trust an answer until I've checked it against the real world. 300 minutes is 5 hours to fill a small fish tank from a tap. She tilted her head, not unkindly. Have any of you ever waited 5 hours for a small tank to fill? The circle went quiet. No, Devi admitted. That does seem like a lot. Right? Cass said. The number might be wrong, or it might be right and just surprising, but we don't know until we ask whether it makes sense. So let's ask.
Cass leaned in, friendly as ever. Here's my whole job, she said. Everybody's so relieved to get an answer that they forget to ask if the answer is believable. They do all this careful work, make one tiny slip somewhere, and end up with something silly. A person who's 400 years old, a tank that takes 5 hours, a slice of pizza that costs $1,000, and they write it down anyway, because they're just glad to be finished. She grinned. When I was little, I lost so many points to answers I knew were ridiculous if I'd only stopped to look. A test would ask how many buses you need for a field trip, and I'd write 2.5 buses. 2.5 buses. If I just pictured it for 1 second, I'd have known. So I started picturing it. Every answer before I trust it. Does this match the real world? Could this actually happen? Bram frowned. But the math said 300. The math said 300, Cass agreed. But math is only as good as the steps you fed it. A sense check catches the step that went wrong. Let's look.
So the circle went back, this time checking whether each piece made sense. The tap fills about 1 cup a minute, Tess read. And the tank holds. Wait, she stopped. We wrote the tank as 300 cups, but it's a small tank. 300 cups is huge. That's like a bathtub. Omar checked the problem. It says the tank holds 60 cups. We used 300 by mistake. We grabbed the wrong number. So redo it with 60, Cass said. 60 cups, 1 cup a minute. 60 minutes, Devi said. 1 hour, to fill a small tank. She pictured it. That makes sense. That's believable. And 300 never was, Cass said gently. Your sense check caught a wrong number you'd copied. The math was fine. The ingredient was wrong, and only common sense could have spotted it.
Cass smiled as the circle stared at their corrected answer. See what just happened? She said. You were 1 second from writing down 5 hours to fill a small tank and moving on. Not because you're bad at math. Your steps were perfect, but you'd grabbed a wrong number at the start, and the only thing that could catch it wasn't more math. It was stopping to ask, wait, does this make sense? Tess looked a little shaken. We were so ready to just be done. Everybody always is, Cass said warmly. That's exactly the moment mistakes sneak through, when you're tired and the answer's right there and you just want to stop. The sense check costs you 10 seconds, and it saves you from confidently writing down something that couldn't possibly be true. She tapped the corrected answer. You didn't just get the right answer. You caught the wrong one yourselves before anyone else saw it. That's a different kind of good. Devi nodded slowly. It felt kind of great, actually, catching it. It's the best feeling, Cass said.
way better than being told you're wrong later.
Later, as the circle finished up, Tess hung back.
Can I ask you something?
She said. Doesn't it feel kind of negative, always doubting your own answers, looking for what's wrong? Cass shook her head, smiling.
I used to think it was negative too, she said. Like I didn't trust myself. I'm hoping it's right. An answer I have checked that makes sense against the real world, I can actually stand on. The checking isn't doubt. It's how I earn certainty.
She tucked a strand of hair behind her ear.
And here's the part I really love, she said. Catching your own mistake before a test, before a teacher, before anyone, that's not embarrassing. That's power. It means you don't need someone else to tell you when you're off. You can tell yourself, kindly, and fix it. That's a thing you get to keep your whole life.
And as Tess walked home, she realized the feeling she had wasn't the sting of having been almost wrong. It was the quiet, sturdy pride of someone who'd learned she could catch herself, gently, and trust her answers because she'd earned the right to.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Cass Check. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.